We are standing on the banks of the Lane River in South Sutton, New Hampshire, to talk about how trout are made of trees. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
I'm John McGee. I work at New Hampshire Fish and Game Department. For 20 years, I was the fish habitat biologist. Now I'm the supervisor of our inland fisheries programs. And this is something wild.
We decided to come to a backyard trout stream because Chris is in the field, so we'll soldier on without him this morning. The Lane River comes down Lion Brook from Keyser Lake and then flows through Sutton Mills, which was an industrial village with waterfalls and water power, and then through South Sutton, and then it flows to the Warner River, all part of the Merrimack, so we're an upper part of the watershed.
It's so picturesque
and
beautiful. It's like the quintessential beautiful New England stream, you know.
Isn't it? There are brook trout in this stream because it's cold and fast flowing. It also means we have a healthy crop of black flies in the neighborhood every year. So.
Baby trout like to eat black flies as their first food. So as annoying as they can be for us, they're pretty much vital for brook trout and other fish species as well.
I was watching some, dragonflies or damselflies laying eggs on the pool right here. They're coming down, touching on the water, laying eggs and flying back up in the air. So there's a lot of insect activity, and that's what drives the whole thing. Like, we tend to think of, well, it's a trout stream, but it's really an insect stream.
It's an insect stream. What I think is so cool about this one spot here is it illustrates how important diversity in our stream systems, just in terms of the flow of the water, the size of the rocks or the sand, and how it creates the habitat that fish and insects in the stream, you know, absolutely vital for them to have that diversity of that habitat and those flows. And it's just a perfect example. There's a riffle, there's a pool, there's a riffle, there's a pool.
So we don't think about the trees.
I do.
All the time. But people who are thinking about fish or aquatic invertebrates aren't thinking about the contribution of the trees, both in terms of feeding the food chain with leaves that get shredded up and turned into food, and then also the shade, keeping the water temperature cool. And then the third thing is just that material, branches, sticks, whole tree trunks that fall in that slow the stream down and that create that riffle and pool habitat that's ideal for growing little fish into big fish.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing, all those leaves that start the basis of the bacteria to insect to other animals' food web, all those leaves, if they don't get retained here by natural wood or other features in the stream, right, where do they go? They just go downstream somewhere else. When it comes to leaves, branches, logs, entire trees, roots from the trees, all of that, when it comes to wood in streams, that wood is as natural to a stream as the water. And it should be there. It should be there. It's supposed to be there. So an interesting thing, a lot of people have researched this, I have, and my colleagues in New Hampshire have done this too. If you have very little wood in a brook trout stream, you tend to have fewer brook trout. They also tend to be smaller. Another way to say it is, the more wood in a stream, the more trout, and the bigger they get.
Thanks very much to John McGee from New Hampshire Fish and Game for joining us this morning. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. So maybe with apologies to anybody who drank too much coffee and are commuting to the office listening to Something Wild this morning, now you're going to need to pull over.